from World Evangelism Center, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, reaching every nation with Bible salvation in sermon time.
So thankful that you have tuned to Harvest Time. Today, Harvest Time is privileged to be in Leakesville, Mississippi, at the Mount Pisgah United Pentecostal Church, where the pastor is M.L. Dyke. We are so happy for everyone who is here at this service today, and we assure you, wherever you hear Harvest Time, that there are sincere and godly people who are praying for this service, have already prayed for this service, and even today are praying for this service, that the Lord will use it for you in a very special way. Perhaps this is the first time you have ever heard Harvest Time. Let me assure you that we want you to spend the next 30 minutes with us. We're asking Almighty God to let the message from the Word of the Lord, the songs that are sung today, and every word that is spoken touch your life and make a difference in your life for the glory of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In a few moments, our Harvest Time minister, C.M. Beckton, will bring in a great message from God's Word entitled, Stand Upon Thy Feet. Why not contact a friend and ask that friend to tune to Harvest Time with you today? A special hello to the people who hear Harvest Time in Loosedale, Mississippi, over WRBE 1440 on the AM dial at 7:30 on Sunday morning. We say a special hello to you, and we are happy for every person who makes this Harvest Time service possible to the people in the Loosedale area. We are very happy to welcome to this service this evening the Mississippi Harvest Time Director, James Carney, the Southeast Regional Harvest Time Commissioner, Cecil Greenway, and a visitor to the Mississippi District this evening, our Harvest Time Director from the neighboring state of Louisiana, Terry Tucker. This is a very special service, and we believe that God is going to use it in a great way for you. Sister Joyce Dykes directs the choir of Mount Pisgah United Pentecostal Church. The soloists are Denise McLeod and Tanya Fairley. They're going to sing together with the choir at this time a song that will bless your soul. They are singing Peace Speaker.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud in sight. the power of his friend.
Him that he is indeed the peace speaker. It is the great desire of the people of Harvest Time and of United Pentecostal Church that Jesus Christ will have the privilege to speak peace to millions of people as a result of this Harvest Time ministry. We are very grateful for people who give of their time and talent to make this possible. And those of you, and there are many who give of their finance very freely and sacrificially to bless the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every dollar that is given to the ministry of Harvest Time blesses the cause. Our Harvest Time speakers do not receive salary, but give of their time and give of their effort and their ministry for the glory of the name of the Lord. This means so much to all of us. Others who give to the work of the Lord are the musical group, the Magruders. They are very concerned and very loyal to the ministry of Harvest Time. And they have made it possible that we can bring to you their most recent tape entitled Magruders in Motion. This, with a love gift to the ministry of Harvest Time of $10 or more, should the Lord so direct, will bring this wonderful tape by the Magruders, one of the top gospel groups in North America today. You've got to have the want to. I forgive you. Talking about heaven, the best is yet to come, to mention only a few of the songs on this great tape by a marvelous gospel group, Carol and Priscilla Magruder and the Magruder Singers. Priscilla was formerly employed by Harvest Time and has a great love for the ministry of Harvest Time. Your love gift to the ministry of Harvest Time, $10 or more should the Lord so direct, and ask for the tape, Magruder's in Motion, and we'll rush that tape to you. We want you to have it. Our mail address is Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We'll certainly be looking forward to hearing from you. And remember, request the tape, Magruder's in Motion, when you write to Harvest Time this week, and enclose your love gift, your sacrificial and prayerful love gift, to help us reach many, many souls for the glory of the Lord. The praise singers of Mount Pisgah Church are coming to sing for you at this time the song, I'm Gonna Praise the Lord. At the close of the Harvest Time message today, we will hear Delvy Brannan sing a song that she has written and will be a part of today's service entitled Oasis of Love. And now, give careful attention to the word of the Lord and the message from God's word entitled Stand Upon Thy Feet, your Harvest Time radio minister, C.M. Becton. Brother Becton.
In less than a week now, we will be in a new year. 1993 will bring many changes. We have a new president that will be inaugurated. His administration came about because there was a cry for change. And there, no doubt, will be many changes. So starting a new year calls for a word from the Lord. A new year's text should have tonic in it. It should put iron into the red corpuscles of the blood. It should have in it something of the sound of a trumpet. And when it rings in our ears, it should set the fiber of the soul vibrating. I have found such a text. I found it in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel at the beginning of the second chapter. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. God is saying this to Ezekiel because he is flat on the ground. And the reason that he is flat on the ground is because when he realizes that he is in the presence of God, his strength all leaves him, and he throws himself on his face. The sense of his insignificance paralyzes him. The consciousness of his ignorance and weakness and unworthiness overwhelms him. He lies there as though he were dead. And God tells him to get up. Stand on your feet. And he goes on to say, and I will speak to you. Stand up and I will tell you what I want you to do. It is only when we stand upon our feet that God can make known to us his plans. God is continuously sending message to all who will hear. He says things through the events which come to pass. He makes his mind known through the achievements and sufferings of man. He is always speaking to us through the experiences of our own hearts. all year long. He has spoken to us. And now as we come to the end of this year, He is speaking to us again. I have been listening intently to hear what He is saying. And I have heard Him say, stand upon thy feet. 1992 will soon be gone, and it will be gone forever. It can never come back again. Nobody wants it back. It had 366 days since this was leap year, and that was enough. We have no use for any one of those days again. While we had them, we worried about them. But our worries about them are about to end. We now can go forward and attend to what God has for us in the coming year. What a feeling of excitement comes over us in the first days of a new year. We have a fresh sense of liberty. At the beginning of a year, it stretches out before us, and we feel that we are free. At the end of a year, the feeling is quite different. We have been bond servants to a year that we cannot do anything about. But when January comes, our fetters seem to fall off, and we have the bounding joy as one that has been delivered from prison. The world has suddenly become malleable again, and we can hammer it into shapes of our own choosing. Like a big lump of clay, it lies in our hands, and we can hold it at will as the potter holds the vase. A new year means a new opportunity. The feeling is we now have a chance to do better. No 2 years are alike. The year 1992 was different from all the other years that have ever been. And the year 1993 will be different still. This can be the year that you can stand upon your feet. If you're living in sin, all bowed over, and can in no wise lift up yourself, God is saying to you, stand up. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin and be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A brand new year, and you can be a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. If you're a child of God, and many that I'm speaking to are, it is time to stand upon your feet in the presence of all the evils by which this unhappy world is afflicted. Don't crouch before them like a terrified slave. Don't fall down like a dead man. Stand up and defy every custom and every institution which is contrary to the will of men. Have always gotten down in the dust before the faces of the devils by which humanity has been plagued and tormented. All these plagues and curses must be driven from us, and they can only be gotten rid of when we stand up against them. This can only be done with the help of God Almighty. When Ezekiel got up on his feet, God went on to tell him what he wanted him to do. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. The same thrilling exhortation comes to us at the beginning of this year. Stand on your feet and I will speak to you. The world is impudent and stiff-necked. Its face is brazen and its heart is hard. Don't be afraid of men's words. Don't be intimidated by their looks. Keep on saying that everything that ought to be is going to be, and that everything that ought not to be is going someday to disappear. Don't forget that the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty has been promised you and that He will be with you. When have we come to a new year with so many men on their faces? Some are pessimistic about the church. They say it is in the state of decadence. Religion has lost its grip on the heart. And it does seem true that as the world is getting wilder, the church is getting milder. But not the true church of God. Not the true church of the living God. Amen. The church of the living God is getting wild in these last days. Wild because we stand against the wrong and the transgression of men's hearts. The church has failed and will always fail, some say. Many are despondent about the country. They feel that democracy has come upon its last days, that the masses of men cannot be trusted, that civilization as we have known it is destined to crystallize in other forms. Others are gloomy-hearted over society. To them, it is hopelessly frivolous and irretrievably corrupt. Others have lost faith in human nature. What about the church and you, my friend, getting up on your feet and hearing what God has to say? The church is not doomed to pass away. Just because some congregations have turned into their own way and no longer believe the inerrant, the infallible, the without error Word of God, does not follow that the church is decadent or that it will dissolve. Hear the Lord as He says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus said of a race which was about to nail Him to a cross, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. It is impossible to say what we shall be when we stand full statured in the presence of Him who made us. Of one thing we are certain, we shall be like Him. Like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Today and 5 days from today, January 1, 1993, will be the first day of the rest of your life. Determined to make every day the best ever. You can only do this when you know the God who made the day. And the writer said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Oh, folks, be glad for the day that you're living. For God is in this day. He made the day, and He wants to make you like unto Himself.
I came to this place from a dry, thirsty land, a drift of His heart, with no definite plan. The words of a song from a call to the end, heard one wasted life all around. Oh, well, I found my oasis above. You know the pastures agree. But it's all that I know, and I know it's real. Oh, so I'll sing to my King, praise and thank Him again, because of His love, through the dark and wind. Hey, you on the desert of life, just come on in and drink from the cup of a friend.
And let us pray. Dear Lord, in a desert land there is an oasis of love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that extends to everyone. And, oh Lord, you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. May they repent today. After hearing your word and hearing your voice, may they know that you care. You really do care. And we'll praise you for all that's done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Harvest time.
Harvest Time has brought you a Bible message with a clear and certain sound. A printed copy of today's outstanding gospel message is available to you if you will request it when you write to us at Harvest Time, Box 215, St. Louis, Missouri, 63166, USA. We would be extremely pleased to hear from you this week and to know that you are attending the United Pentecostal Church near you. You'll love the atmosphere of this truth-proclaiming center in your area. Now, in behalf of our General Superintendent, Nathaniel A. Urshan, and the people of the United Pentecostal Church International, this is Hugh Rose saying, God bless you. It was great to be with you today, and we'll be looking forward to being with you next week.